All right. Hey there, modern math teacher. Welcome to another episode of the Modern Math Teacher podcast series. Today, we're going to dive into 8 strategies to check for understanding. Listen, we've only got a few months left with our students, so let's make sure that we're making the most of our time together. Spring is upon us, and I know that you are a busy teacher this time of year. So I'm going to share some easy to implement assessment strategies that align with both project-based learning and practice-based approaches, and you can implement these in your classroom right away. All right, let's begin by talking about formative assessment, right? Formative assessment is that assessment of the learning while it's happening. And we know that this is crucial for us to monitor as teachers because it gives us insight into how well our students are understanding the learning targets and what misconceptions are arising so we can make adjustments as needed. And goodness knows we are running out of time to make these adjustments. So we need to be making the most of our time with our students. When our students are distracted, you know, by phones or testing anxiety and the looming summer break that's ahead, it's so important for us to capture a snapshot of their learning each day so we can make those adjustments and really dial in our lessons in the remaining days or weeks that we have. So without further ado, here are 5 ways you can formatively assess your students. First up, a longtime favorite, the exit ticket, right? So this is when at the end of a lesson, students respond to a prompt related to that day's learning objectives. This can provide you with a quick snapshot of student understanding before they leave the classroom. Second up is something you can do while you're learning and while you're delivering that lesson, and that is the think, pair, share. So students individually are going to reflect on the question or problem that you've posed, discuss their thoughts with their partner, that's the pairing part, before they then share it with the class. That's going to allow for peer discussions and some immediate feedback for you and your students. Another great one is the quick write or the 1-minute paper, where students write a brief summary of the main concepts or skills learned during that lesson. This can really help you as the teacher gauge the overall comprehension and identify any misconceptions. I like to pair something like this up with a self-assessment where students identify on a scale of 1 to 4 how well they believe that they have mastered the content for that day. 2 more strategies for you. We have the puzzling point. So this is similar to a quick write, but instead of giving a summary of what they learned, they're just going to identify the concept or topic that they found most confusing during the lesson. You can use this to quickly sort through and see what misconceptions students were having and then what you want to address the next day, maybe an area of difficulty, so you can provide some targeted support to either all of your students or students in particular. And then last up, a fun one to do is like a quiz trade. So students are going to pair up and quiz each other on vocab or concepts with self-made flashcards. So they're going to make flashcards based on their lessons, probably from the week. They're going to quiz each other on it, and then they are going to trade cards and partner up with a new person and keep going. And this really reinforces the learning through repetition and peer teaching. These 5 strategies, again, that is the exit ticket, the think, pair, share, the quick write or the 1-minute paper, puzzling points, and quiz trade are great, quick, easy to implement, and provide valuable insights into student understanding during the learning process. Okay, so if we are already keeping track of how they're doing in the learning process, we also want to think about how they're doing at the end of that learning process, at the end of the unit, at the end of those learning targets. And we want to think beyond just the traditional quiz and test. You guys really need to be focusing in on providing opportunities for authentic assessments like projects and a few more. So beyond formative assessment, which, you know, we know helps us understand the strengths and weaknesses in that moment and lesson plan for the daily, we want to look for opportunities for that authentic assessment, aka times where our students are actually going to be implementing the content and skills from the lessons in really meaningful ways that they're probably going to use again in the future. So by now, most of you know that PBL is my favorite approach to teaching and learning, but there are many other ways that you can incorporate authentic assessment into your units when you aren't able to go the full PBL route. So each of these next 3 that I'm going to mention could take as little as a day in your class time, and it will provide you with invaluable insight into your students' holistic mathematical knowledge, because you're able to assess not only how well they can perform the procedures, you get to assess how deeply they understand the concepts and the applications of those concepts all in one foul swoop. So we've got three strategies for incorporating authentic assessment into your units for the remainder of this year. First up is the performance tasks. So these are tasks or projects that require students to apply math concepts and skills to some real-world scenarios. For example, your students might analyze data sets to make predictions. Maybe they're looking at, you know, hockey stats because we're getting ready for hockey playoffs, or baseball season's just starting. Or you can look at any sort of data like that. Maybe your students are going to design some blueprints for a construction project or a room makeover that they want to do this summer, or they can create some mathematical models to solve some practical problems. Any of these performance tasks can be done in as little as a day. And again, it incorporates all three of those domains of rigor. You're hitting on the procedures that they have been learning and practicing with. You are hitting on the conceptual understanding, and you are certainly hitting on how well they can apply these to the real world. Okay. If we don't want to go for a performance task, we have other options too. You can have a mathematical investigation, which is going to allow your students to explore an open-ended math problem or conduct some investigations that require critical thinking, problem solving, and mathematical reasoning. All of those habits and those processes that we're trying to get our students to master. So beyond the thinking tasks that we have mentioned in a thinking classroom, this can involve conducting surveys, analyzing patterns, or exploring mathematical relationships in real world contexts. And again, these are things that you can find and implement in your classroom on a single lesson or single day basis, which makes it really fun for you and for the students, because you're able to see that real world and answer that, when am I ever going to need this question, without having to have that full-blown PBL unit. Either of those are fantastic approaches. And you can incorporate either of those with this third approach, or use this one on its own, and that is a mathematical presentation or exhibition. So this is where you would have your students present their math findings, their solutions. If it's a project or performance test, they can present on that to their peers, teachers, or even an external audience. This could involve creating a poster or a slideshow, or giving an oral presentation to communicate their mathematical thinking and understanding. This process of communicating their ideas and understanding, either written or aloud, really brings new insight into a student's thinking and their level of mastery around that concept. So these three forms of authentic assessment go beyond traditional tests and quizzes, because they provide students with opportunities to demonstrate their mathematical understanding in meaningful and relevant ways. And again, those three are performance tasks, mathematical investigations, and mathematical presentations. So, guys, that's a lot so far. So far, we have talked about 8 different ways for building in assessment opportunities to see what your students really know, so you can make the most of the classroom time that you have between now and that up and coming last day of school. But here's the thing. I know you're a busy teacher, and there is no way I want you to try all 8 of these out. I want you to work smarter, not harder, my friends, because I know you are already pressed for time. So let's talk about some efficient assessment strategies and tools to make this a little bit easier to implement. When we want to talk about streamlining our assessment processes without sacrificing effectiveness, we've got to talk about using rubrics, because rubrics are such a time saver. We can develop and utilize rubrics for assessing student work consistently and efficiently. Huh, 2 things that are music to my ears. Rubrics clearly outline that criteria for success and provide a structured framework for grading, saving time and sanity and ensuring fairness in assessment. And if you are ever collecting 70, 180, however many projects at a time, you know that a rubric is so effective and so useful, because by the time you are 30 or 40 projects deep, everything can kind of run together. So having these well-designed rubrics is going to help make sure that everything is assessed fairly for your students. I also want you guys to think about how you can utilize technology. So you can leverage tech tools to streamline the assessment process, right? There are so many online platforms and apps that can automate the grading, provide instant feedback to your students, and organize assessment data for easy analysis for you, right? Reducing the time spent on manual grading and paperwork, freeing you up to do the things that you need to do in the classroom, making those connections with those students and having those great one-on-ones. All right. And speaking of relationships, I also want you to think about implementing some peer assessment, incorporating peer assessment activities where students can evaluate one another's work based on some predetermined criteria, maybe even that same rubric that you are going to use. This not only saves time for you as the teacher, but it promotes student engagement and encourages collaborative learning. And we all know how much our students love to collaborate in the classroom. And because I want to make sure that you have the time to do all of this assessment effectively and efficiently, here are three time-saving assessment tools and resources that busy educators like you can utilize to maximize your impact in the classroom. A tried and true favorite, the one and only Google Forms. Google Forms is such an amazing, versatile tool for creating those online quizzes, surveys, and assessments. Teachers, you know that you can design customized assessments, collect responses digitally, and use those built-in features like the automatic grading and data analysis to streamline that assessment process. It is truly an amazing tool to use. And then there are those classic online games like Kahoot. Kahoot is probably our favorite in my classroom. It's, you know, a game-based learning platform that offers interactive quizzes and surveys for formative assessment. You guys can either create or find these engaging quizzes, polls, and challenges to assess student understanding in real time, foster active participation, get them using their devices for something good, and provide immediate feedback to you and to the students. They know if they got it right or wrong. You can see how many of your students got it right or wrong. Everything can be fixed and cleared up in an instant. It is a total win-win situation. And then there's other really cool tools like GradeCam, which is an assessment software that allows teachers to grade paper-based assignments quickly and accurately using a mobile device or document camera. Technology has come such a long way, you guys. It's so cool that we can use these things. So you could use GradeCam to scan student responses, and the software will automatically score and record those results for you. Again, saving you time on the manual grading and the data entry. These tips and tools offer practical solutions for the busy teacher in the classroom to streamline assessment processes and maximize your impact in the classroom. Whew. Okay, let's recap, shall we? That has been a lot to unpack. We want to make sure that with the limited time we have left this school year, we are delivering lessons that our students are ready for and that the lessons are ones that our students can engage in meaningful ways. This means we need to be constantly checking for understanding and assessing for understanding. Let's recap what we've discussed so far. The first thing we talked about was five different easy to implement formative assessment strategies: the exit ticket, the think, pair, share, quick writes, puzzling points, quiz, train. I want you to think about what is one formative assessment strategy that you can commit to using for the remainder of the school year. Go all out with it. See how it works in your classroom. Become the master of that strategy. And then that will be one more tool you've refined and you have in your tool belt for next year. That's going to make next year all that much easier for you. We also talked about three ways to authentically assess your students that aren't project-based learning. You can assess your students authentically using a math performance task or like a mini project, a math investigation, and math exhibitions. Think about what units you have coming up for the remainder of the school year and pick one of those units. What is one authentic assessment you could try out in that unit? Give it a try. See what you can do with that. See how well it works for you and your students so that you can, again, utilize that same approach next year. Again, we are thinking forward and working smarter, not harder. And then finally, I shared three tips and three tools to make all of this stuff a little bit easier. Rubrics, technology, peer assessment, all these things can make grading more streamlined. Tools like Google Form, Kahoot, GradeCam can help eliminate that manual grading, freeing you up for spending more time doing what you love to do, and that is connecting with your students. And just think, you guys, about the magic that unlocks when we can combine all of these different ideas. Pairing up a rubric with an authentic assessment makes the grading process that much smoother. Using Google Forms or Kahoot technology to capture and grade exit tickets in an instant. Again, assessments are powerful tools to be used in our classroom and to help drive student success. And we want to think about what's working in our classroom and what we can tweak. Are you already rocking your exit tickets? Amazing. I'm so excited for you. Keep it up. Consider maybe adjusting and trying out a digital exit ticket to streamline that process even further. Or maybe you've been listening and you're thinking that you are really not sure your students are grasping the content that you're teaching right now. So you want to create a quick Google form to capture a quick write or a puzzling point. And you can keep using this form over and over again with each new lesson. The point is, you guys, we don't have to do it all. I want you guys to pick one thing and do it well. It's always, always all about working smarter, not harder. And with that, we are going to wrap today's episode. I want you to think about that one formative assessment strategy and that one authentic assessment opportunity you have and plan for those for the upcoming weeks. Give it a try in your classroom and share your wins with the whole Modern Math Teacher community over in the Modern Math Teachers Movement group on Facebook. Until next time, you guys, keep innovating in the classroom, keep trying new things, and as always, keep it real.